You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
What's up, guys? Dave Van Auken here. Wednesday, April 19th, podcast 186 of the Dave Van Auken Show. Probably podcast 8 million in the life, but we're 186 right now in the DVA. All right, let's get it, guys. We have Howard Davis, Bare Knuckle FC superstar. Dude, this kid's got it all. He's coming on literally in 5 minutes. We're going to talk about Bare Knuckle FC 38 happening this Friday night and so much more. We talk about boxing. We talk about Davis Garcia happening Saturday night and a lot of other things. So let's get into that. But real quick, let's shout out our homies, man, our boys at Guerrilla Warfare Apparel. Go right now, guys. Check out GuerrillaWarfareApparel.com. GuerrillaWarfareApparel.com. Check out, get some dope tees, Bare Knuckle FC tees, and so much more. Head to Guerrilla Warfare Apparel. All right. Real quick, I got a little thing on Max Holloway, a little something about a lot of podcasts coming out. Guys, Bet and Bananas, we're going live tonight, Wednesday night around 9:30. Of course, Peel Back with Maddie Levine goes live at 8 p.m. Eastern time with UFC superstar Rob Font. Yeah, that Rob Font that just knocked out Adrian Yanez. Rob Font brings it on Peel Back with Maddie Levine. So a lot of stuff is coming your way. But real quick, this is my Max Holloway tangent. I did a little video on it, but we didn't do it via audio. So I want to give it to you guys real quick. And then Howard Davis is coming on. Max Holloway defeated Arnold Allen this past Saturday night at the main event of UFC Kansas City. And how we are in media, especially just in the whole world, but especially in media, right away, the man walks out of the cage, goes to the post-fight show for ESPN, Laura Sanko, Rashard Evans, and right away, Max, what's next? Who are you going to fight next? Are you going to move up to lightweight? Are you really trying to get Volk for the fourth time? Threw out a lot of names. There's Topuria and Emmett fighting. Mosarv and Bryce Mitchell is fighting. A lot of stuff has happened. God forbid Yair Rodriguez is fighting Volk. Main event, International Fight Week, July. What's next, Max? Goes to the post-fight press conference. All the media members, Dana White, what's next? He even said the name Korean Zombie. You know, legend versus legend. That's a cool fight. I like that fight. It's a main event for a fight night. I like that a lot. But my two cents on Max Holloway and what's next is nothing. The man should just sit. And I have two main points why. First point is, if any man deserves to, you know, not having to work up the, the bracket, right, to have to move up the rankings and fight 3-4 times a year and kind of cut through stuff, it's Max damn Holloway. He's one of the most important integral fighters in the UFC's history, especially in that weight class. The man's done it all. Some people even argue he's still the greatest UFC featherweight to ever live. He's defeated Jose Aldo. The man's defeated every top five name. And even Volkanovski tweeted, "Stop fighting my contenders. I need them. I need matchups."
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
So if any man deserves a 10-month, year, 15-month layoff if he wants to, right, it's Max Holloway. And secondly, why I say that is, you just wait. You let stuff breathe. You let the landscape unfold. You just never know, especially, of course, in life, but especially in the fight game. God forbid anything happens to Volkanovski. God forbid anything happens to Yair Rodriguez. If Yair Rodriguez wins, who's the last person that defeated Yair Rodriguez? It is Max Holloway. Maybe Volk wants to move up to lightweight. Maybe there's an injury. He moves up in there. You never know. And I said this in my thing. It's 2023. Maybe he boxes his next fight. You just never know. What happened if Michael Chandler says, "Guys, I can't wait for Conor McGregor anymore. I've been waiting. I wasted my whole 2023. Chandler gets another fight. Chandy fights Benny DeRouche for the number one contendership. And all of a sudden, Conor McGregor's there. Maybe Nate Diaz comes back after defeating Jake Paul. Nate Diaz versus Max Holloway. You just never know. It's the fight game. So if I was Max Holloway, I would do nothing. I would sit. I would wait. And I would wait for a tremendous opportunity. And then I would pounce. There you go. All right, guys. Max Holloway. Congratulations to him. Of course, congratulations to our girl, Jillian the Savage Robertson. Second round submission at UFC Kansas City. We're doing Mike Cuddles. I'm recording with her in a couple hours. So that's going to be out in the internet ether for all you guys to listen and watch. But let's get to our guy, HD Howard Davis, Bare Knuckle FC superstar. We'll talk to you guys soon. Up, guys, we are back. Dave Van Auken, the Dave Van Auken Show. Can't wait to talk to. I was going to talk to him like 3-4 weeks ago. Some stuff got picked up. But my man, Howard Davis, Bare Knuckle FC 38 Friday night. My guy, how are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely, my man. Absolutely. Let's start there. Crazy scene. When did you know there was rumblings? Like, I feel like the day before, right? It was like right before weigh-ins that this show was not going to happen. Yeah. A lot of people know, probably not, but we know how much work you put into it and the weight cut and the camp and everything of that nature. Take me to that moment. That had to be a low spot for sure.
It wasn't too bad. Last year when I fought for the promotion, I had a fighter back out the day of weigh-ins. I made weight, did everything. Right. I only even weighed in. He complained about his eye, and I guess something was wrong with his eye. He didn't do the eye test. And it was Knucklemania too. So it'll be my first time fighting on Knucklemania. So it was a big opportunity. Right. Chad Mendes was on the card. I trained my ass off the fight. I felt very, very good, very just sharp. Just everything felt like it was on point. And he backed out. My fans were disappointed. I had family come down from the upper part of Florida, all type of stuff. So kind of lost support and a lot of other stuff in the midst of that. But so this time I handled it way better because at least the ticket sales translated over. So people who got their tickets, it's still going to be good for the Hard Rock and stuff like that. So I didn't lose the support or anything like that. Like, I'm still going to fight. It gave me extra money to get even more sharper.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So it's good. Yeah. I was ready to fight. It was disappointing because, you know, you set your eyes on a date. You work your ass off. You lose the weight. You know, you eating the right way. You're doing a lot of stuff. You know, it takes time away from your family. I got kids. So it was disappointing, but I think I handled it pretty well. I took the positives from it.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Right. That's the best way to do it. That's the only way you can take it. Literally just kind of literally rolling with the punches. Does that interest you more than a little bit? That I know that was going to be in Del Rey. I saw the venue. Nothing disappointed to the venue, but it was a smaller spot. This is back at the Hard Rock. To me, this is like one of the Bare Knuckle FC spots. This Hard Rock is nice. It always looks great. Are you in a way happy that it transferred into the Hard Rock?
I mean, I don't care where I fight at, even though at Hard Rock, I fought Jimmy Rivera. I have a draw there. Then I fought Louis in December and they stopped my fight over a fucking cut. So
right.
I don't really have a good track record there. I'm about to change that this Friday. Right. So.
Right. No, I hear you. It's it is crazy. And at the end of the day, right, all the lights are off. I hear when that bell rings, it's such a tunnel vision. Like sometimes you don't even hear shit. You don't even see anything else. It's just you and your opponent and that's it. So it is what it is. So I feel you. I feel you. Definitely check out my guy in IG, NHHD876. All right. You got to tell me what was that handle? How did that handle come to be?
Oh, NH stands for neighborhood.
Okay.
So it's just a lot of like, it's like a big brotherhood and community thing with my people. So just, you know, nothing bad, just straight positivity.
Is the 876 like a zip code or an area code?
That's for Jamaica because my dad is Jamaican and stuff like that. So I'm like part here and there. My mom is mixed with American and Indian. So
Nice, nice. Okay. And so when I saw you on the IG, I saw a lot of boxing training camps. Tell me about that. Are you leading them? Is that something that you like to do to kind of bring up the next generation? Tell me about the boxing training camps.
I mean, anything I can do to help my community, you know, right. keep the kids out the street, you know, have them doing something positive, because there's a lot of untapped potential in the neighborhoods that if kids have some direction and guidance from the older people that come before them, then they won't end up in situations like either dead or in jail, regardless if you're a person of color or not, you know. It's just you want to be there to help the people that need help, even though they don't always like speak for themselves and, you know, shorten their actions. You have to tap in with them first and then show them that it's a different way to, you know, go throughout life rather than a 9-to-5 or, you know, doing bad stuff to make money. You know, you can do a lot of stuff. You know, boxing isn't the only sport. And I just try to give back anytime I can.
No, that's real. I like that a lot. That's real talk. Talking about help, you see at the bottom in the corner right there, shout out to our guys at Guerrilla Warfare. They set this up. Go to GuerrillaWarfareApparel.com today. Shout out to them. All right. Yeah, yeah, man. They're good people, man. They really are. They do some good things. I like those guys.
They take care of their fighters and everything.
Right, right, right. It's such an underrated, you know what I mean? Like you said, the game is hard. There's so much stuff that happens and deals and not deals and so many things. So when you get good people around you, it helps a lot. A couple weekends ago, myself, I was out there at Game Bread Boxing 4. I saw you, you know, boxing. If you had to just say the next 10 fights or the next 2-3 years, and I know you're in it thick right now in Bare Knuckle FC. If you can go one way or another, bare knuckle or boxing, is there one that you lean more or another? Or you want to do both, or what's next?
I definitely want to do boxing over bare knuckle, but fighting, you know, just it's just more of a, I guess you want to say, a quote unquote safer route, because obviously the great equalizer in bare knuckle is that the cuts happen more easier and stuff like that, because, you know, bare, like knuckle to face. So it's like, yeah, you get cut in boxing too, but it's way more prone to happen in bare knuckle. Like you can get cut with a fingernail, a thumb. It can be a slight swipe punch that you go this way, the punch coming that way, and you just catch your eye a little bit, and it's just fucking bloodbath. So it's like,
right,
it's different in boxing. You legit, it's certain type of punches that land a certain way to open up cuts, but in bare knuckle, it can be like any punch. So it's kind of that. I don't really want to like too much keep cutting my face up, you know. And obviously, I had a bad experience with that, even though like mostly all my fights I've had cuts by my eyes and stuff like that. So it's like, I guess that skin just, I don't know if it's not durable or what's the case, but I already had a bad experience with that, so I don't want to have that experience again. So the HD that people used to seeing, it's not going to be the same HD come this Friday.
I like that. It's Bare Knuckle FC 38 Friday. Like they got two events back to back, but big one at the Hard Rock down there in South Florida. Did you see that Game Bread Boxing show? Did you?
I saw it.
You tapped in onto it. How'd you like it? Is that something you would want to do on the next Game Bread Boxing 5? Would you want to be a part of that?
Oh, of course, man. It's, yeah. You know, Miami. I'm not from Broward County, but Miami and Broward is, you know, we right here, like in Florida. So if he shows love and let me get on the card and, you know, fight for them, I'll definitely put on the show for them, for the fans from Florida, from Broward, from Miami, whoever. Like, you know me, I'm a person that they send a contract, I sign it, I don't care who it is, you know.
That's exciting. Man, the car was insane, Howard. The car was so good. Of course, we all know, like, the big names at top, and they did their thing, and Jose Aldo and Pettis and all that. But there was a couple guys in the undercard that looked incredible. I don't know if you saw it, like that. Luis Feliciano, I thought, looked so damn good. Yeah. Devin Cushion looked amazing. There's a kid, I think, 3-0 or 4-0. It was like Zamas, or he was on the undercard. He looked good. He was like throwing behind the back stuff. This kid was like riding out. He was doing good. He's one to watch out.
That's dope. They're definitely going to bring more talent to their promotion.
For sure. It's crazy. I can't believe it was where the Milwaukee Bucks played. One of the biggest arenas in the central part of America is nuts. Saturday night, real quick. You know, I know you're a boxing guy. Davis or Garcia. It's crazy. They're talking about purse versus purse. Where are you at on that fight? What do you think is going to happen?
You see my last name, right?
I got you.
I'm clicked in with it. You know, Davis game. He just destruction, just walking destruction. He's what they call him, Tank.
Yeah.
They can get him out of there in probably like 6 or 7. Ryan, has his skill, has his speed, has his power. Had a good amateur background. Obviously undefeated as a pro, but there's just certain stuff in his game that I see that Tank will exploit. And when he does, he may sleep him, you know. If not, may have a fight that goes to a decision. Still feel like the better boxing, technical skills, defense, footwork, everything leans in favor towards Tank. Ryan is the young gunner, you know, got star power, has a social media following, stuff like that. But I don't know, it's just something different about Tank. Obviously, because he has like a 90% knockout like ratio. Yeah, he's just taking guys out.
Yeah, it's so good. I love how much buzz this fight's getting. Usually, you know, we cover all of MMA and boxing and stuff of that nature. Usually UFC takes over Saturday night. But to be really honest, it seems like Davis and Garcia is the highlight. They're the limelight of the weekend. A lot of people are even talking about your bare knuckle show on Friday night. So it's crazy. It's going to be a big, big weekend. I think Bellator's in Hawaii. The UFC's back in Vegas. They're doing their thing. But Davis and Garcia seems like the highlight.
That's top notch right there. That fight right there is like big. Only thing that's top in that fight, I feel like, is going to be Errol Spence and Crawford, which is supposed
to be.
Yeah. Right. So we'll see. Hopefully get announced and it's official.
For sure. Boxing sometimes has problems with that. If everything goes well for you Friday, you get that first round knockout, living life, loving the dream. What's next? What do you want to do? Is there a call out already you have in the back of your head? Is there someone you want? Is there a big number one contender fight, title fight, or you just see what they give you next?
There's no other fight I want more than them giving me my rematch with Louis.
Okay.
How that fight happened, come on, 2 minutes, start my fight over a cut, didn't get dropped. Wasn't hurt, went to the corner, cleaned the blood up, come back out. He looked at my eye for fucking the 30th time, and he never looked at my cuts before, but it was real, you know, imperative on looking at it this time. And I guess, as my manager said, the doctor was like stoppage happy. He stopped a couple fights that night. So,
right.
You know, I guess it's a bad luck thing on me. Should have came in different. You know, I was too aggressive. I had a 6-month layoff after my hand surgery. I was itching to get back out there, and truthfully, I never really liked Louis because he always used to come inside my DMs talking like, oh, I'm from this different promotion. I'm undefeated. I'm going to come to BKFC and do this on the third. And he came in. He lost to a person I beat. And then they finally got us in there. I was supposed to fight Kai Stewart instead of him, but Kai Stewart wanted to fight for a belt. Maybe I should have took that route and just declined the contract and just, no, I don't want to fight. This is for a belt. I got kids, man. I got bills. I got stuff I got to pay for. So, you know, I took the fight.
Right.
Unfortunately, I came in way too aggressive, trying to just knock him out, and I ran into some stuff that cut me. So, you know, it was December. He got an early Christmas present, but I'm ready for him to beat Kai, or Kai to beat him. I don't care who wins. Fight him. I see Dak is fighting this Friday on my card. He's obviously a champion in a different weight class, and now he's at 45, or he's going to go well. I don't know what he's going to do, but I don't care who's in the way, like, that's my belt. So whoever they put in front of me, I'm going to sign a contract. I'm going to handle what I got to handle first with this dude because I don't look past no opponent.
Right.
I got to handle with Morse, and then whoever next, they can line them up.
I love it, man. I love it. All right. All right, this is a fun thing we like to do, man, to get people to know you a little bit better. Just some fun 5 questions. First answer that comes to your head, all right?
Yeah.
What's your all-time favorite movie?
Oh, damn. All-time favorite. Shutters.
Okay. The most interesting person you have ever talked to?
Damn. You got me with that one.
That's deep, right?
Like the energy you felt from them or the conversation that you
had? Yeah. Like that's another thing. I love that you said that. Sometimes it's not the most famous person, right? But it's not, if it's not a real talk or whatever, but like someone that you just, man, a conversation that maybe changed your life, maybe someone who's been with you for multiple years, someone just, you know, that you can really vibe with.
Oh, just recently, I was at Jarrett's fight in New Mexico, and I met John Jones, and I was just talking. And he was just so humble. Like, you wouldn't think he's like an undefeated world champion, because I don't count that loss, that no contest bullshit as a loss.
Of course.
So he's undefeated, and he's like the GOAT of like MMA. So it's like, just talking to him, like, he was just showing mad love. And like, bro, I love you, bro. And just, like telling me he heard my name. And, like, where, you know, they talk about BKFC because he was, like, he was there watching the fight. So they were just, I guess, you know, talking. And, like, he knew who I was. And it was just, like, damn, this is, like, this is John fucking Jones. Like, he just, like, it's so cool and just smiley and happy. You wouldn't see him in the ring. He not, it's no smiles, you know, he's serious. And it's, like, he was just so cool. So just wanted me to, like, I guess it interested me because I'm, like, I wonder how he is on a real, like, a regular day, like, training. He's, like, a good person, even though they have all this bad stuff about him. So, yeah, I'll definitely say John Jones.
I like that. I like that. What's your favorite item in your closet?
My HD chain.
Okay.
That says HD.
I like that. After weigh-ins, what's your go-to meal? What's the meal you need to go to?
Pussy. Let me stop.
Like,
All right.
That's real though.
You said the first thing coming to your head.
That's the answer. That's right. I don't care. Like a lot of people say Olive Garden. Some people, you know, like Popeye's chicken. No.
A whole bunch of fighters raised their hand. I already know they did. I like pasta though.
I'm big on pasta. Shit, we cutting that up, man. That's funny as hell. Last question for you. I know you mentioned even John, so maybe he's the answer, maybe not. I know you're a boxing guy. Who's your all-time favorite combat sports athlete? All time.
I got a few. But all time, generational talent, you know, transcendent like person, like that type of person, it has to be like Muhammad Ali.
Right, yeah. After Muhammad Ali's generation, who do you think is, you know, because a lot of people think, you know, Muhammad for sure, Tyson, Roy Jones had the run, then of course Floyd Money, you know, Canelo's right now. Right now it's wild. To me, there's some top-end boxing talent that, to me, is underrated. Like you just mentioned Spencer Crawford earlier. God, like, damn, like those boys are so good. People don't realize how great they are. Are you the same wavelength? Is there someone that I missed? Is there a all-time boxer, one of your favorites that I missed there?
Oh, Floyd.
Floyd, right?
Money. You gotta talk about money. You know, got Manny Pacquiao. You got so many, like you say, great bosses that do great things. It's just, it's not oversaturated, but the ones that the real fighters, you know, you know about. So it's like, they have a legacy. You know, you have Oscar, you have Bernard, you have all those big time names that have accomplished so much, you know. So,
respect it. All right, man. Howard Davis, Bare Knuckle FC, Friday night. Cannot wait. Hey, drop anyone you want to talk. Any shout outs? Any sponsors? Anything like that? The floor is yours, my man.
I got so many sponsors, but definitely big shouts out to Guerrilla Warfare, Native Roots, The Breakfast Club. I see the shirt. Ghost Bar Miami.
Okay.
Oh my God, so many sponsors. You put me on the spot. My personal trainer, built by D Wilt. I train at Yardie Fit for my personal training, strength and conditioning. Boxing World Champions. That's the gym that I'm at right now. Got KO Zone, Tank Top One. That's where I was previously training at, but they showed, man, there's so much people that has been supporting me and backing me. I got Wooster Law. They're an attorney firm. Just, oh, man, you put me on the spot. It's a lot, though.
Hey, well, that's awesome.
I don't think on the TV and I can read them all. Right when I forget any, because all of them at the same, you know.
Right.
Level, all support me, so I want to name all of them, but my head is so, like, focused on the fight and talking to you is just like, everywhere.
It's all good. Hey, if you want, send me any of those links, any of those IGs. We'll put it on to the guts of it. You know, this is going to drop on every audio podcast version. We'll put them all in there to give them shout outs. And good skill Friday night. Go get that win. Big things coming ahead. And when we meet, you gotta teach me, man. I'm always on that damn center line. Like anytime I jab, I stay there. I gotta move my head, you know?
You gotta keep it moving, you know. It's just come repetition. And once you start like repping it so much, it's a natural thing to just keep that head moving.
My guy. HD Friday night. Watch him go get a win. Bare Knuckle FC app. Appreciate your time, my man. All right.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you. And all have right, a brother.